This morning, questions for Normal Road Community Group around the Roma exploitation scandal we reported on earlier this month. Let's just remind ourselves about what we reported back then. It's a charity that is supposed to prevent poverty and hardship in one of our most vulnerable communities, the Roma community. This morning, a special Nolan Show investigation reveals what a powerful father and son have been up to in the Roma community. We can reveal that R.L. Nicola, the chairman of the Arcani charity, had been intimidating his own community. Here's his words in an actor's voice.
I'm going to bring the women in front of the community, and what you decide to do to them, that's what we're going to do to them. If it is to take them out of the country with their families, if not, they can stay here. Because you can't live with people like this. Because they give away everything that is happening in the community. It is giving away everything. Everything I do, the police know right away. Why is that?
And his son, Nicolae Nicola, had been charging some of the poorest people in our society for access to the services they are entitled to. He denies it, but we know he'd been doing it. We've blown open a scandal in one of the most marginalised and closed communities in this country. The Nolan Show can reveal this morning that Nicolae was exploiting these people by taking a cut of their benefits for filling in benefit forms. These are mothers and fathers trying to feed their kids, for whom every penny mattered, and yet Arcani was taking a cut. This was not illegal, but how could anyone stand over this? At the same time, they were referring people to food banks. We've used an actor to protect his identity, but this man described what Nicolae charged.
He has control. He says, I can get you benefit, I can get you child benefit, I can get you tax credit, and you have to pay me so much if I'm doing that. Depends on how many kids in the family. Sometimes like two kids or three kids, 300 maybe go to 500 or 600 pounds. He take that when he get the paperwork. All my friends say they need to get him what he promised, like 300 or 500 or 600 pounds. Every time you would go, need to send a letter, he was charging 150 quid to fill in the forms.
The Lower Ormo Residents Action Group, or LORAG as they're known, provided support to Arcani. LORAG was deeply involved with Arcani. They were given public funding by Stormont to improve the group's governance because of past concerns. In the Arcani annual report, they offered particular gratitude to LORAG for their, quote, unwavering support. The board of Arcani often say they just don't know where we would be without LORAG, they said. LORAG was given the cash by the executive office to pay for a manager and a Roma support worker inside Arcani. Let's hear from that Roma support worker.
When we start the community centre, we never imagine we're going to do this, for the Roma.
Jobs, the Munker. Street, strada.
And Roma culture, is happy to help others or to welcome others, but only if they know each other. That is very important, to the Roma community, because if they know each other, they can rely on other friends or on families. Day-to-day basis, I'm a Romania support worker. It's not easy. I face each day, about at least 20, 40 people myself. That could be any situation they need support. Example, housing advice, landlords issues, and we advise the Roma community, get a job.
Well, you may by now recognise that voice. It's Nicolae Nicola, who we know was charging vulnerable people to help them get access to benefits, although it is something he still denies. Helping the Roma community access services was a job you, the taxpayer, were already paying him to do. LORAG have told us that they did not know anything about allegations that Nicolae was charging people for benefits until they were made aware of it on May the 23rd by Belfast Trust. But in Health Trust documents seen by the Nolan Show, it is claimed that, quote, During this meeting, Lorai stated that they were aware that charging for benefits was happening, but this was the Roma way. Lorai deny this and say they will be raising the issue with the Belfast Trust. We've learnt that the manager that Lorai had placed in Arcani resigned in 2016 because she had brought up concerns that she felt were not being addressed. Now, she was Nicolai's boss and worked with him in Arcani. She says she was aware of what Nicolai was doing. She claims she told Gerard Rice, the manager of Lorai and a leading Sinn Féin member in South Belfast. In response to a series of questions put to her by the BBC, Mrs. Long said in a statement that she had confronted Nicolai about charging people for access to benefit services. We've used an actor's voice for her words.
I was the Roma community coordinator tasked with day-to-day management and development of Rakhani, specifically supporting the organization's good governance, building capacity in the Romani community and enabling Romanese people's access to mainstream services. Nicolae Nicola was a Roma support worker in Rakhani as Loroga employee and I was his line manager. My relation with Nicolae Nicola was generally good on a personal level. Managing someone who has never been in a formal work environment proved to be very challenging. I have supported the Romanian Romani community in Belfast since 2010 with several organizations. I have been aware of allegations that Nicolae was charging for benefit support since that time. Over the years, these allegations were brought to me by numerous Romani people who told me that they had paid Nicolae or that they had been asked for money. This concern continued to be raised with me during my time in Rakhani in Lorag.
We asked Dennis if she ever confronted Nicolae.
Yes, I did challenge Nicolae about this. On our first day in work, I was very explicit with him about my expectations of him and Rakhani. He told me that he had charged people money for benefit support in the past. I advised him that as Rakhani was now receiving government funding, these practices had to stop. Nicolae assured me that they would. I reported this conversation to my management and they were content. Later during my employment, I became aware that this practice hadn't stopped. I continued to receive numerous reports from people that they were still paying Nicolae. I reported this to my line manager and to the director of LORAG. At this stage, I tried to challenge this practice by bringing an independent advice organization into Rakhani to provide competent welfare support free of charge. This action was in line with Rakhani's action plan and our objective as per MEDF. This service was approved by the Rakhani board in August and cancelled at the next board meeting in September. My ultimate challenge was to resign from my position in the hope that these issues would be resolved. I handed in my notice on my next working day when I informed LORAG management of my reasons for resigning at that particular time. I reported all my concern as they arose to my line manager, who reported back to me that she passed these issues on to the director of LORAG. I also raised this concern with the director of LORAG personally on several occasions throughout my employment. The LORAG response changed throughout the period of my employment. From advice that we had no evidence to prove that Nicolae was charging people for money for services, to advice that charging people money for benefit support wasn't illegal. We always discussed the need to provide a legitimate alternative for the Romani people. We all shared the same concerns in relation to Nicolae and Rakhani, and we often had open discussions on this topic even before I started working in LORAG Rakhani. I've always adopted a right-based approach, and despite the concerns we had, Rakhani deserved and received a fair opportunity for change and growth. But with rights, there comes responsibilities, and the interagency support was never to be unconditional. Unfortunately, we collectively created a situation where the rights of the wider Romani community are being sacrificed in the interest of a selected few. If we are not honest enough to acknowledge this, we condemn the Romani people to a life on the margins of our society, where being vulnerable actually suits certain interests.
LORAG deny the claims. In a statement to the Nolan Show, they said, "We can confirm that none of our employees reported any such concerns prior to the 23rd of May 2018. They restated their position that they first became aware of an allegation that members of the Roma community were charged money by Arcani in return for assistance, quote, through a conversation on or about the 23rd of May 2018. We spoke to the Green Party leader, Claire Bailey, about the allegations made by Mrs. Long.
I think Laura Agar just one agency who have been closely linked or worked in with Arcani. What I know is that others who have been working so closely have since walked away. When we look at the reaction from SureStart, when they became aware of what was happening, they removed their services from the building, the Health Trust as well, and other agencies and other community projects that have happened in the past. So that's up. Lorag need to come and tell us what they knew, if they knew anything. But now they do know, what are they going to do?
Now, Nicolai and Dennis's jobs were both funded by a scheme for minority communities. This was provided by the Executive Office, the Minority Ethnic Development Fund, the MEDF. In April, the funding stopped going to Lorag. The Sinn Féin MLA, Martin O'Mueller, was pretty unhappy about that decision. In documents seen by the Nolan Show, he seemed to be campaigning for Arcani, that's Nicolai Nicolas' group, to have a virtual monopoly over funding for the Roma community. We have it in his own words. The Nolan Show can this morning reveal that in May 2018, now this is just before the Trust and SureStart pooled services from the Arcani building, Martin O'Mueller told David Stirling, and David Stirling, by the way, is the head of the civil service. Here's what was said. It is important to point out that 1 month into this new financial year, Arcani has not been approached by an organisation or agency which claims to be prepared to carry out MEDF funding. Neither, of course, has Arcani, as the representative group for the Roma in the region, given its consent to work with any of these groups. He asks how these groups plan to show how they will work with the Roma people when they clearly were not going to deal with the body which represents the Roma. The BBC wanted to know from Martin O'Mueller why he didn't think other groups would provide these services. We also wanted to ask Martin why he thought people needed to ask for Arcani's permission. Well, Sinn Féin did not answer these questions. Why, given the Arcani only represents one nationality of Roma people in Northern Ireland, did he believe it was necessary to go through Arcani to provide services to the Roma community? Sinn Féin didn't answer our question. It has not been made public until now, but we can report this morning that the head of the civil service, David Stirling, hit back at the Sinn Féin MLA. David Stirling pointed out that there are Roma people in other parts of Northern Ireland. He told Mr. Mueller that Roma people, quote, like any other local residents, are free to engage with Arcani or any other group providing services of relevance to them, and that, quote, the Roma community already do so. And we also spoke to the SDLP MLA, Claire Hannah.
I think the word that jumps out at me from this whole story is gatekeepers. And I think this is something that's a fairly common in aspects of community funding that present concerns. And I know this programme has done a lot on SIF, but that my main problem with that funding stream is that it was about filtering public money through handpicked people rather than necessarily who is best placed to deliver the services. And we know that there are and were other organisations supporting the Roma people as well as other communities. But the concept that consent or permission would have to be sought from Arcani, even without knowing the things that we now know about that organisation, is completely inappropriate. You know, the funding should be delivered in an open and transparent way, that the people who are best equipped and can demonstrate that they can deliver the services appropriately. It shouldn't be about getting anybody's consent or anybody's permission. And I think this business of just ensuring that the money is through people that we know and we like is really worrying. These were really serious allegations, and I think LORAG need to be explicit about exactly when they knew and what steps they took to take. And to be honest, when I found out about this in the summer, it weighed very heavily on me that people were being exploited in this way and all of the other control that it illustrates. And, you know, I took steps immediately to find out more, to speak to the trust, to speak to SureStart, to speak to the workers who had been intimidated, to speak to other funders like Belfast City Council, to speak to the police, to get a fuller picture and see what could be done. So I'm shocked that people could know about this and then just decide not to do anything about it. And
of course, Lorag denied that they did know about this until the 23rd of May.
I've worked with Dennis Long and been aware of her as a person of good standing and high integrity, and I've absolutely no reason to doubt the account that she's given. And I know from other people who were working more closely with the Roma community and in this geographic area than I had been, that this had been common knowledge among a lot of people for a long time. So it seems...
Would it surprise you if Gerard Rice and Lorag didn't know about this?
Yeah, I think it would. As I say, I suppose it almost surprised me that I didn't know about it before. But then when I'd spoken to people about it, it, as I say, appears to be the case that the dogs in the street have known about it for quite a long time. And the point is, it's public money for a start. The benefit money that people are being paid, but it's also infecting their ability to look after themselves and their families in a dignified and healthy way. But it's not just about the money, it's about the culture and the wider relationship that it illustrates, because that form filler is given control over that person's personal information, over whether what they're feeding back to the government agencies is correct.